question was asked, what age is a good age for marriage? So I think that there are a few points we have to discuss. It depends on where a person is coming from. A person has to be, firstly, at a maturity level where they could have a normal relationship. They could be a responsible spouse and, b'ezrat Hashem, a responsible parent. They could be responsible for the parnasa, unless that's taken care of by the parents for a while. But you are taking certain responsibilities in a marriage. You have to be ready for that. So that's number one. Number two, being that we're dealing with people who are in the tshuva process and gear, and so a person has to be balanced. Once a person has undergone certain change in his life, it takes time to land again. And my recommendation is that a person should be able to look back at 2 years where a person has had a minimum of 2 years, where a person has had consistent movement in one direction. And a person should analyze his ups and his downs and see how far they veer from the general direction. We once had a guy who went to get married, but part of his ups were that 6 months earlier he had wanted to become a Satmar Chassid. That wasn't right. If he'd have become a Satmar Chassid, I would have said, wait another 2 years as a Satmar Chassid, then get married. And this is one of the things I really stand firm on when students leave us, because other institutions are not as strong on this point. Whenever I speak to Rav Bigon about dating, he always tells me, first, the guys have to make sure they're balanced. And that's one thing which I always beg guys. I say, you leave us, you're going to go to Chabad, you're going to go to Satmar, you're going to go to Belz, you're going to go to Neturei Karta, all four of which have our alumni. All four. And all four of them, I'm telling you true stories where I told our alumni when they went to Satmar, Chabad, Belz, Neturei Karta, and then some. I always say, you go there, you're going to have a Rebbe from there, and I wish you well there, and I don't feel like you owe anything here, fine. I hope you won't badmouth us. I hope you'll be mature enough to realize that even though you've chosen a different path, you don't have to look badly upon us. You can appreciate what you got here. But there's one thing I ask you. I say, now I'm putting in all my chips. I did invest time in our relationship. I did invest time. I invested time in helping you grow. And I think you owe me something. And I want one thing for that. And that is, don't be quick to get married. Go slow. Because very often other institutions push the people to get married very fast. It's like a way of, I don't know, I don't want to say what their logic is, but very often people leave us, and other places, once you're there, 1 month, 3 months, 5 months, boom, go get married, everything's fine. And the results can be catastrophic. And I always beg people, I say, so one thing I feel I'm asking you when you leave here, you could shave your head, you could ask your wife to shave her head, you could do whatever you want, I'm not getting involved. Whatever you want, I'll respect. But I do ask that you wait, because make sure you're steady. And I always say, look back at the last 2 years, look at your ups, look at your downs. How far did they veer from the path you're on? And people always give me a funny answer. People say, well, I'm more or less in the general path. This is always, and part of the path is an up and a down here and there. And I have no problem with that. But they have to be within a range. You can't have a situation where you want to build a Shomer Shabbos home and you know that 3 months ago you missed the Shabbos. That's normal. It's normal in the tshuva process that a person has a Shabbos that's harder and a Shabbos that's easier, and there are ups and there are downs and there are fluctuations, and we're all human. And depending on where a person's coming from will depend where his degree of variation is going to be. But at the end of the day, you have to be constant on certain things in order to move forward responsibly. Now, in ancient times, this goes back about 5 years, I used to say that ask your Rebbe whether you should whether you've been balanced for long enough. And I still feel that's the best way to go. But people didn't listen to me. So because I saw that people didn't listen to me and they decided whether they were balanced or not, I stopped saying that. And I just say, okay, if you want a formula that you can factor, so look at the last 2 years and ask yourself, if I have to draw a graph, how consistent have I been on that graph? Be it Shabbos, be it Kashrus, whatever are going to be the tenets of your home. And it could be philosophically, and it could be religiously, and it could also be emotionally. And if a person knows that in the last 2 years he hasn't been emotionally stable, religiously stable, philosophically stable, these are all problems. These are all things that should be red lights where a person can't go out. Provided that a person has been steady in that, so then I don't think there's an age that's a defining factor. Once you're responsible, once you're mature, once you could support a family on a basic level, fine. If you can make a mature decision, so for some people that could be at 18, and for some people that could be at 25. We live in a day and age where most people try to have a good financial basis, and today that requires for most people a certain amount of education, which will automatically force them to the age range of 25, 26. The problem with that is that we're all human, and the nature of human beings is that they have normal urges and desires, and it's very hard for a person to rein that in. And that's why it's more recommended, if possible, that a person should balance out married life with going to college, which can mean that a person does night school, or a person works at night, or a person lives on a much lower lifestyle with his wife. But it's a very, very big challenge for a person to go from age 18 to 26 and only start dating at 26. It's a very big challenge to be in university and see all the non-Jewish or non-religious girls, and everyone's going to bars, and there's the whole scene is very promiscuous today in colleges, and so the challenge is abnormal. It's usually beyond the strengths that a person can expect themselves to stand up to. So that's why it is recommended that a person, if all else is equal, a person should find himself a wife and go into college, at least be dating in the time that he's in college, and hopefully get married there. Even though it means that there are certain hardships a person will have to endure. It means that for the first few years they'll have to live in a tiny apartment, and they'll live on a much lower lifestyle, and they'll have to work during the time they're in college to make ends meet. But assuming a person is going to one of the colleges, be it in England or the United States, if he's not going to a frum college, if he's not in a frum environment, if he doesn't have that scene that will support him, then it's very, very hard. And even if he does have this scene, it's still very hard. That's why we do encourage parents, when possible, to fund their kids and help them financially so that they can get married earlier. The challenge of being single through college is very, very hard. And a lot of people fall if they're going to do it. So then there are all kinds of tips how to do it now. Not to dorm in the college, to dorm at home. But that's already a whole different topic. But that's why the question of what age to get married at, first you have to have the basics. You have to be mature. You have to be responsible. You have to be able to have a normal relationship, meaning that you're not going off the handle, you're not throwing tantrums like a teenager. And a person has to be consistent and balanced. If you have that, so then it's more a practical question where there's a big vote on getting married earlier, because the challenges of going through life single get harder and harder. And it's also it also gets harder and harder to get married once you get older. A person becomes more ingrained in what they themselves want and less adaptable. So those all push us to a situation where we do recommend people get married younger rather than older. Just 1 second. Fair?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that a strong environment really makes there's any real evidence to show that helps or better than a secular environment.
Fine. I would recommend in a frum environment
too.
Say
someone from poor family. If you're putting them in one, say, all male environment, say what you call a frum environment, you're not really testing them, because they don't have the opportunity to see a girl all the time. They're living in a frum neighborhood, they know that someone is going to see them. It's not a real test. The test is maybe to go into a secular environment, but it's still at the situation, because you think that that's your value. No?
We don't try to test ourselves. We always say, who says we'll stand up to the test? The Gemara says, don't put yourself in situations
not
of test.
Not trying to, but it is just more credible. You can stand up on your own feet without someone else supporting you.
I don't know. I definitely admire someone who stands up to the test, but I definitely understand someone who doesn't. And that's why a smart person avoids the test.
But do you think that people from Bible are maybe less promiscuous than in secular environments?
Yes, 100%. I think that if you're in an environment where that's what's happening all the time, then that's what's happening all the time. That's the norm. The mere fact that you're in a normal environment that does not promote it and looks down upon it automatically sets your mind frame in a certain way. The fact that we're all human and we all have desires is one thing, but to control those desires when everyone around me isn't is much harder than to control those desires when everyone around me is. It's just the nature of the beast. We're all that way.
No, I'm not sure. You could put me in an environment, say, a different maybe class or status of people. I'm not going to behave like that.
Good for you. But I think most of us would. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you very honestly. It's a very hard test to me, and I'd like to think I'll stand up to the test, but I'd rather not put myself there.
Oh, would you call this a full environment?
Yeah. You don't have guys going to bars and doing what they do in universities every night. Hey, you'll tell me guys here do go to bars at night. It's still different. It's still different. As far as I know, the norm over here is that people are maintain a certain level of let's call it disciplined behavior, right? That's a nice way to say it. Maybe you'll tell me I'm naive. Maybe I don't know what's going on here. But
I'm not going to spoil your day. But I tell you, it took a good view. Yeah, I'm not going to spoil your day. I think that the individual trying to think for itself and just because everyone else around it might be a secular environment, but still getting everyone's an individual and there's different levels of morality in each individual.
Okay, I don't hear what you're saying, Mike. I'm sorry. I think that when everyone goes to a party at night and everyone knows where everything's headed that night, then a lot of people get dragged who, if they were in a different environment, would not get dragged. And when this is the nightlife that's going on, now maybe you're telling me that I don't know it, but there's a nightlife going on here that I don't know about. Could be, I don't know. But as far as I know, the nightlife here is learning Torah. That's what I know about. That's what Yonatan knows about. You see? But you're telling me there's something else going on here. I don't know. Fine. I'm very sorry to hear it.
You're saying most people, that's the point. I'm saying, yeah, maybe many people will go with the environment, that's true. But that doesn't mean to say that applies to everyone.
Granted, fine. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you already.
Forget what it was like to be single, right? So he tells me, and he's like in his late 20s, and I disagreed with this statement. He's like, Uri, he's like, stay away from women for as long as you can because of a little fun they give out. They take a lot of fun away.
Wiser words.
No. The relationship ties you down in a way.
But, like, the way I...